The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
1280 The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul. FM 107.5 K298CO Minneapolis. Intelligent radio.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A man who held four people hostage more than 10 hours at a synagogue in Texas has been shot and killed. Hostages were not hurt. FBI Special Agent Matt DiSarno credits the negotiators with saving lives.
I'm also extremely proud of the team of negotiators, FBI agents, and local police officers who worked all day long engaging this subject and likely saved the lives of the subjects just through their engagement. It's very likely this situation would have ended very badly early on in the day had we not had professional, consistent negotiation with the subject.
That incident in Colleyville, a suburb of Dallas-Fort Worth. A Bronx community has gathered to pay final respects to loved ones 1 week after that high-rise fire in an apartment building that killed 17 people, included 8 children. This is SRN News.
Mark Levin sees big changes from the left.
This Marxism, racism, and I'll add anti-Semitism is now firmly entrenched in the Democrat Party, in the American media, and in entertainment. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. It's turning us into a third world balkanized country rather than people assimilating and proud of their culture and their society in America.
Mark Levin, weeknights at 8 on AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
Your forecast for today, we're looking at a slight chance of snow and a high of 30 with a low of 16 for tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high of 27 and a low of 20. We ended up with hundreds of delectable entries and have compiled the best of the best into the World's Greatest Recipes Volume 1, available now free at am1280thepatriot.com. You'll find listener submissions as well as some tasty entries from our favorite authors, radio hosts, and friends like Phil and Kay Robertson, Shelley Rushing Tomlinson, Andrew Farley, the family of John MacArthur, and more.
Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Stand by for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And go launch sequence. Engineering?
Go flight.
Master control?
Go flight.
Studio engineer?
Go flight.
We are go for launch in T-minus 3, 2, 1. We have liftoff.
The Northern Alliance Radio Network is on the air, live and local from the AM 1280 The Patriot Studios in Eagan. Here is the closer, Brad Carlson.
Welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Back with hour number two of the broadcast. We'd like to call the closer. That's me, Brad Carlson, closing out this weekend's edition of Northern Alliance Radio Network programming. You can check my blog at bradcarlson.org, and we heard take your phone call, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter. Just use hashtag NARNshow, that's hashtag NARNshow, for any comments or questions. And if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, just do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network, Northern Alliance Radio Network on Facebook.com. And we do have the live stream up and going, so feel free to comment or leave a question there as well. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. Going to transition now to some local issues, particularly Minnesota politics. In this being an election year, we are going to have a slew of candidates stopping by to kind of tout their candidacy, what they've got going on. And with us right now is Dennis Smith. He is vying for the Republican nomination for Minnesota Attorney General, hoping to oust Keith Ellison from the Attorney General seat. Again, I don't not big on endorsing candidates, but whomever the Republican nominee is, I can endorse the fact that we want them to oust Keith Ellison. Dennis actually served 2 terms as state representative for Maple Grove in the Minnesota House of Representatives, was elected in 2014 and 2016, grew up in White Bear Lake, and is currently a practicing attorney. And his focus is on representing businesses and families And also is proud to tout the fact he has two grown children. Dennis Smith, welcome to the Northern Alliance Radio Network, sir. Good to have you on.
Hello, Brad. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So, Attorney General, statewide office, is like what we like to emphasize, or we don't like to emphasize it, but facts are facts. Republicans have not won a statewide office since 2006. We're going to get to that in a little bit, how you're going to, how you plan on breaking that cycle. But first, tell us a little bit about what prompted you to run for this particular very high-profile office, Dennis Smith.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks again for the opportunity to be on your show. I have a vision for Minnesota. We've lost trust in our institutions, the government, the media, even some with each other. And I'm uniquely qualified to use the Attorney General's office to help restore that credibility in those institutions and that public.
So we look at the Attorney General's office. It's often been weaponized politically. I mean, we saw this with obviously Keith Ellis and his predecessors, Lori Swanson. I, you know, go all the way back to Mike Hatch, what have you. So when people think of an Attorney General, they think of someone who, you know, sits up in their ivory tower and sues different organizations that they're not aligned with them politically. Maybe give some clarity on what the proper purpose of the Attorney General's office is, Dennis Smith.
Yeah, so it's an advisor to state agencies, the legislature, and be an advocate for the state and to make sure that the citizens of the state and the state itself are being treated in the proper way, that the laws are being followed. And I follow the Constitution, and I will do that when I'm Attorney General.
Now, I know, obviously, one of the bigger legal aspects that has occurred this past couple of years, given the COVID pandemic, Keith Ellison came out early 2020 when it was first declared a pandemic, was weighing heavily upon whether they had the legal authority to close down businesses in order to ensure of the, you know, physical distancing to stop the spread of COVID. Hasn't really that been all that effective in retrospect, but I guess going back to that particular legal ruling, would the Attorney General, would they be an advisory role? Was he studying that if the governor had authority? And if you were in that position, Dennis Smith, how would you have ruled?
Yeah, so the Attorney General is one of the constitutional offices that is part of the executive council, the executive committee, to advise the governor on a variety of issues. It's a sleepy little organization that people have kind of forgotten about, that part of the state government, until COVID happened. And they saw the vast power that, this group has. So if I was the Attorney General at that time when that happens, or when I am Attorney General and the next one happens, the next issue like that, having some diversity in that discussion, because they're all Democrats right now. Our government works best when we have a diverse government. We have a long history of that in our state. Divided legislature, the House flips back and forth. The Senate was a stretch for the Democrats, but gone back and forth.
Right.
Back when Governor Plenty was our governor, we had our constitutional offices. We had a mix of our congressional delegation is split 4-4.
Yep.
In the 90s, we used to have one of the most conservative U.S. senators and one of the most liberal.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah.
Yeah. So our state wants that. And we just haven't put forth the right type of candidate running the right type of campaign to win the Attorney General race. And so that diversity of thought and discussion in that group is the first part of it, and advising the government. But that's step one. Step two, then, is really about how those laws or that rule is implemented. And we saw firsthand the frustration of all of Minnesota with that rule was not applied fairly. Political affiliation aside, and there is plenty of examples where political affiliation, you were a target that the government went after you. But if you're the small hardware store on Main Street, you had to close, but your very same product can be sold down the street at the big box retailer. And I will never favor corporate America over Minnesota Main Street. That's one of my campaign lines. And that will be something that this office, when I'm in charge of it, we will go through every single day.
So obviously, as you're out and about, heading to the campaign season, we're now officially into 2022, the year the election takes place. People that are aware of, you know, midterms, maybe not as much as the presidential election year, sad to say, but they are aware what goes on in the midterms. When we think of midterms, they think, you know, Governor Walz is up for re-election. Obviously, he's been the face of a lot of issues going on in Minnesota, well, because he is the governor and because of a lot of the executive decisions that he was making during this COVID pandemic. When you're getting out there and telling people that you're running for Attorney General, what is sort of the common questions or inquiries that the voters might have for you?
The first reaction is one of relief that there's a candidate running that can actually win this time. because the role of the Attorney General has been put to the forefront about how important it is with race relations as our city was looted and burned, and the COVID implementation and the vaccine discussion. People know the role that the Attorney General, the impact that position can have. And they're thankful that for the Dennis Smith campaign, because they see in me a candidate that can win, that can bridge all three parts of the state together. Greater Minnesota, I'm a trusted conservative. The suburbs, I ran in the suburbs. I know how to win purple districts. I've done that twice. They see someone who can win the suburbs and get those voters back in our party for this role. And then also St. Paul and Minneapolis, our campaign plan, we're turning up the dial in St. Paul and Minneapolis. That's going to have a profound impact. So on election day, so they see someone that can actually win all segments of the Republican Party, the independents and the Democrats. And if there's time, I got a great story about that. And then they are thankful that a common sense approach, a reasonable approach, is going to be coming to the Attorney General's office.
Now, obviously, Keith Ellison is someone who's kind of received national notoriety. Of course, Keith Ellison, our current Attorney General, Chauvin trial, of course, Derek Chauvin, the police officer that was convicted of second-degree murder in the death of George Floyd in May of 2020. Keith Ellison's office sought to have the charges up to second-degree murder, which a lot of people who are in the legal profession thought that was kind of an overreach. Yet they convicted Chauvin second-degree murder. Now the Kim Potter trial, the former Brooklyn Center police officer, fatally shooting Dante Wright when she mistakenly drew her service pistol as opposed to her taser. First-degree manslaughter. People thought that was a little bit of a high charge, an overreach. Nevertheless, they got a conviction on that. So just looking at, I guess, just those particular areas, how do you, as a candidate, combat what people are going to look like as successes for Keith Ellison's tenure, Dennis Smith?
Well, I think when you bring up both of those cases that were brought forward, we need to start to change the narrative. Mm. And that's something I'm going to be able to do. It's the charges were escalated. I don't think they should have been. So that's a discussion in and of itself. But it's the manner of which they were escalated. They were escalated before, as the moment the case was put on the Attorney General's desk. How it got there is a third story to talk about. So you cannot apply charges unless you've fully examined a case. If you don't have the case yet, you cannot fully examine all the facts. And we need an Attorney General who's going to have a fair application of the law, looking at all the facts, not caving into political pressure. I am tested about not caving into political pressure and doing the right thing. And that is what we'll see from my when I'm Attorney General from my office.
Obviously, we've seen kind of the voter demographics shift quite a bit in maybe even the past decade. I mean, you remember outstate Minnesota, you know, the up north Duluth coal miners. They were, you know, very loyal DFLers. I mean, Colin Peterson was a member of Congress for 30 years, and all of western Minnesota, Jim Oberstar, many, many decades. Up in Congressional District 8. And then the suburban areas were, I wouldn't say the Republican sweeps, but majority Republican. And now that dynamic has shifted a little bit. Now you've got Republican representation on the Iron Range as well as western Minnesota. But conversely, the suburbs, as we saw in the last midterms, 2018, went very strongly for the DFL. So how are you combating those particular demographic shifts, and how are people responding to your candidacy? Because unfortunately, people, you know, they may like what you have to say, but once they find out you're Republican, it's almost toxic, Dennis Smith. So how are you responding to the partisanship of this particular office?
Yeah, if they only look at the resume, yeah, Republicans aren't going to win. That's why we need a Republican that can appeal to this group of voters in the suburbs and in St. Paul and Minneapolis. And how we do that is sitting down and listening to them. And that's what I do. In the House of Representatives, I was a bridge builder. I created coalitions. I got bills through the process by listening, including being inclusive in that sense. And I've demonstrated that through a variety of bills at the House of Representatives, but then also during my campaign. And when people look past the paper resume and they look at the person, they see it's someone that they can relate to. They see that it's someone who is authentic, who is sincere, and who truly cares about all parts of the state. An example of which, if I could share, So we held a fundraiser. Part of the great part about running for office, you've got to raise money. Mm. We had a fundraiser in a Democrat neighborhood in Minneapolis.
Mm. Okay.
Only Democrats came.
Okay.
Only Democrats. And I was the only one on the flyer. So they knew they were signing up to hear from Dennis Smith, candidate for attorney general, Republican candidate. And only Democrats came. And over half the people told me when they were there, they said, Dennis, I've never voted for a Republican. And I'm waiting. The dot, dot, dot goes off. And I'm like, are they going to say last cycle, two cycles, 10 years? Ever. Mm. They've never voted for a Republican. And they came to vote. They came to listen to Dennis Smith and to consider voting for him. And over two-thirds of them that night wrote a check to our campaign.
Wow. Okay.
I think we got all of them. And what they say is important, where they don't agree with me on every issue. But I ran in a purple district. I know how to win purple districts. I know how to get people to vote for me because we build that trust that transcends political lines. They said, I don't agree with you on a couple of your issues, but I trust you're going to do the right thing for this office for all the state. And last time they were faced with two extreme candidates. Someone on the left that was as far to the left as our candidate was on the right. And they said, we weren't given a choice of a reasonable choice. They don't like how conservative I am, but they know I'll be reasonable and I'll listen and I'll be methodical and I'll be fair.
Once again, we are joined by Dennis Smith. He vying for the Republican nomination for Minnesota Attorney General to oppose incumbent Attorney General Keith Ellison this election cycle. And if you'd like to have a question, ask a question, leave a comment, feel free, 651-289-4488. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show. And we do have the live stream up and going at our Facebook page, so go to facebook.com, do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Feel free to leave a comment or question there. Back in mere moments with our in-studio guest, Dennis Smith, right here on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Go nowhere.
Salmon fishing in Alaska, at an amusement park in Green Bay, or taking a stroll through Loring Park.
We're where you are.
Stream AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Hi, it's Keith Hittner Sr. here. Tune in on Sundays at noon for your Real Estate Chalk Talk, where we study the science of buying and selling real estate and the art of living in your home.
Get the solid real estate facts you need from Keith Hittner Sr. and Keith Hittner Jr. of Coldwell Banker Burnett and their team of experts. Tune in to Real Estate Chalk Talk on AM 1280 The Patriot every Sunday at 12 noon. Brought to you by the Hittner Group, the number one Coldwell Banker Group in the nation. Online at HittnerGroup.com. And tune in to Real Estate Chalk Talk every Sunday at 12 noon on AM 1280 The Patriot.
You've all heard it in the news, folks. Heating costs are surging through the roof. But right now, Eden Pure is offering an amazing discount on their Gen 40 heater. This 5-pound Gen 40 produces 50% more heat than the big box heaters that are 7 times its size. The Gen 40 superheater is efficient. It produces infrared heat using advanced micro solid state technology with built-in safety shutoffs, and it comes with a remote control for you. So for a limited time, the Eden Pure Gen 40 is $200 off the regular price. People all over the country are reporting massive savings on their heating bills. So keep warm and save money, because right now it's the perfect time to buy more than one. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use discount code RADIO20. That's RADIO20. And you'll get an additional $20 off. That's $220 total savings by going to EdenPureDeals.com right now. Use discount code RADIO20. That's RADIO20. And shipping is free.
When you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. ReliefFactor.com.
With the vast majority of media today leaning hard left, it can be tricky to find news that actually shares, let alone defends, a conservative viewpoint. HotAir.com provides analysis and commentary from conservative writers like Ed Morrissey. HotAir.com.
All right, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. It's me, Brad Carlson. Thanks for tuning in. 651-289-4488. That's the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter. Just use hashtag NARN Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. For any comments or questions. And as always, we appreciate you tuning in. And we do have the live stream up and going. I think I've mentioned that the past couple of segments. Go to Facebook.com, do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And again, we have the live stream up and going. You can leave a comment or a question in that particular comment thread as well. Again, joined in studio by Dennis Smith. He is vying for the Republican nomination for Minnesota Attorney General to oppose incumbent Keith Ellison this election cycle. Dennis, obviously caucuses are coming up. That's certainly an important part of the process. Particularly in your race, I believe you're one of at least four candidates, maybe five candidates I know of on the Republican side. So getting to caucus is going to be very, very important to show support for your particular candidate. So with that in mind, we're not asking you to name the other candidates. If the other candidates want to come on the show and have their name heard, they're welcome to. But this is a Dennis Smith's segment right now. What, in your mind, differentiates you from the other Republican candidates in this race, Dennis Smith?
Yeah, thanks for the question, because I get asked that all the time. And my campaign is uniquely qualified to win this race. I'm the only Republican that can beat Keith Ellison, and there's seven reasons for it. Number one, I know how to win in a purple district. I represented Maple Grove and Osseo in the Minnesota House of Representatives. I won there twice. I beat Hillary Clinton in 2016.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. I got people to vote for me that don't agree with me on every issue. That's what we need in the suburbs. Number two is when I was in the legislature, I had a record number of bills assigned by Governor Dayton. And I did that by listening and working. This is in divided government. Mm-hmm. Our government needs to move forward. I stood ground on the things that my core beliefs, but we need to get government to work on and to work together. And I was able to do that and got a record number of bills, as I mentioned. Endorsements, number three. I have over 25 endorsements from my colleagues in the Minnesota House of Representatives and Senate, and it's growing. And that's because they know that I work extremely hard. I'm dedicated, and I'm very successful. And we are going to that's going to make a difference in the race, but also being a great attorney general for our state. Number four is technology. We're using technology that's never been used before in a statewide race in Minnesota, and it's a game changer. Contact the campaign if you want to hear more about it, because it's very exciting, and we're leveling the playing field from the advantage the Democrats have had in the past. Number five, we're traveling the states. I've been to 70 counties since June 3rd, and we're traveling the state, and we're going to be at all of them very soon. Number six, I have a veteran, accomplished campaign team. I'm proud of every single member of my campaign team, and that makes a big difference. Mm. And lastly, is fundraising. We recently reported that we raised $355,000, over $355,000, since June 4th. Massive outreach, very low average donation. It's a grassroots campaign, and I've always been a good fundraiser, and that shows that there's wide support for a candidate that has this type of mass appeal that I have.
We do have a couple of calls. Quick, we only have about 7 minutes left in this segment, so we do want to get to our callers while we have time remaining. With Dennis Smith again vying for the Republican nomination for Attorney General. Let's go to line one, Dan in Hopkins. Dan, thanks for calling. You are on the Northern Alliance Radio Network with Dennis Smith.
Thanks, Brad and Dennis. You know, I had a conversation with Geraldine Steele on WCCO Radio on Sunday night, who thought we should remove the blinders from justice, because it just, and I called and said, well, the blinders are supposed to not give preferences to people with money or any preferences whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, first question is, are you going to be aggressive in talking to the leftist good neighbor at WCCO? And secondly, what are you going to do about the election fraud that happens in Hennepin County and in some other counties like Ramsey and some around Duluth? to stop election fraud.
Thanks, Dan. We'll take a call offline, and you can listen to Dan's response. Dennis, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the question, Dan. It's not just talking to that radio station or that company you mentioned. All media. You will see myself talking to the media in ways that they've never been spoke to before, in different mediums, in different formats. We need a good communicator to the media that can transcend the boundaries that have been set up before and the roadblocks from prior Republican candidates and elected officials. And that is really important to get the message out to Minnesota, because when Minnesota knows the facts, they do the right thing. And we know they're not getting all the facts right now. And about election integrity, absolutely. If you commit election fraud when I'm attorney general, you will go to jail, period. I will investigate every single election fraud allegation. We need to restore trust in our voting systems. That is imperative to our democracy.
Stan from Moundsview is on line two. Hi, Stan. You are on the Northern Alliance Radio Network with Dennis Smith.
Hi, Dennis. I just have one major question. If President Trump gets nominated to be President of the United States, are you guys going to support him without reservation? I know that the host of this show probably won't, but I'm asking if you will.
So thanks for that. Appreciate that, Stan. Thank you.
little forecasting.
Indeed.
Stan, I supported Donald Trump in 2016 and 2020. I gave money to
Donald. As did I, for the record.
I gave money to Donald Trump in 2016 and 2020. And I worked for the president in 2020, and I worked for the candidate Trump in 2016 as well. So if Donald Trump is our nominee in 2024, I will be 100% behind him. Because we need to win the presidential election in 2024.
Appreciate the call, Stan. Thanks so much. Yeah, I've aired my displeasure with the president in his post-presidential administration, to the chagrin of some of my listeners, but I'm glad they're still listening. So that's at least good.
That is the good news. Yes.
Well, obviously, you know, we talked a little bit about a couple of high profile trials involving police shootings. Joey, former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter. Last November, the citizens of Minneapolis overwhelmingly voted down an initiative ballot question to defund the police. So that shows that people still very much believe, you know, police are vital to public safety and what have you. However, I would guess there are a number of them, and that I think it was 56% that voted no. I would guess there's a significant number in that that say, yeah, we don't think we should get rid of police, but how do we hold police more accountable? I mean, what are some of the issues that, you know, could certainly make, because it's, I guess in the minds of some people, they feel that police aren't convicted at the rate that they should be. Now, obviously, we had a couple of high profile convictions, like we said, but then as you alluded to, you know, maybe the Kim Potter trial and specifically, there's some questions about how that verdict was reached. Having said that, is there anything within the power of the Attorney General's office to address situations like, let's face it, there are some bad cops out there?
Right. Yes. And I think changing the narrative is what's most important. The worst thing, every bad cop is hated most by a good cop. We need to change the narrative, and the Attorney General can help with that.
Okay.
And the Attorney General can set the tone and tenor for a level of discourse among the police and with the community, because we're all in this together. All police want to be held accountable. And if they make a mistake, they want to be held accountable for that mistake. They just want a fair shake.
Sure.
And they feel like they haven't been getting them recently. And that's wrong. That's what's wrong with our judicial process. That's what's wrong with the Attorney General's office. Our Attorney General has tried to make political hay with some high profile cases. And that is just wrong. And you can tell even about when you map out how the different cases got to the Attorney General's office. There's politics in play with that as well. And that is wrong. Politics will not be a part of my office. And we will change the narrative and start a level of discussion that is going to help restore the deterioration of the credibility between the police and the general public.
Once again, we are joined by Dennis Smith. He's vying for the Republican nomination for Attorney General to oppose current Attorney General Keith Ellison in this election cycle. Dennis, we only have about a minute to go. If you want to share how people can find out more about you personally, website, social media, where they can donate, feel free to take advantage of that now.
Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you. Yeah, so I grew up in White Bear Lake. My father was a milkman, and I spent countless hours in the milk truck with him, bringing the milk door to door, often putting the milk inside the customer's refrigerator.
Sure.
Yeah. We had keys to over 500 of our customers' homes. 500. I mean, can you imagine someone having keys to 500 homes
wow.
in this day and age? I mean, that just doesn't happen anymore. And so I learned how to build trust with people. That's an important part about this race. And people need to trust the Republican Party that we can win these races. We can win these elections with the right candidate. I am that candidate. Go to DennisSmith.org. DennisSmith.org. You can learn more about the campaign. We're doing things in a different way. We're having fun, and we're going to win this election in 2022.
Dennis Smith vying for the Republican nomination for Attorney General this election cycle. Dennis, appreciate the time today, sir. Best of luck going forward.
Thanks for having me.
AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, back in mere moments.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-860-4610. 800-860-4610. 800-860-4610. That's 800-860-4614.
Arby's Computer Service.
You and your business are online today more than ever. Most people are working from home and meeting via internet, and that means IT structures are overtaxed and Wi-Fi is humming. An outage in one of your critical systems now could be a fatal blow to your operation. Arby's Computer Service is ready and able to help. Their staff is standing by and prepared to offer assistance. If your business IT system experiences a failure, give Arby's a call. Their professional team of certified computer and networking specialists is experienced in diagnosing and solving a wide range of issues. With Arby's Computer Service on the job, you'll never have to worry about dealing with IT-related issues on your own, whether it's for your personal system or business. Arby's Computer Service knows that internet traffic is surging, and they're available now to help. You'll always get competitive pricing, trustworthy advice, and excellent customer service from Randy and his team at Arby's Computer Service.
Giving your computer problems the boot, Arby's Computer Service.
Pro-life across America.
Did you know you were kicking in your mommy's tummy before you were born?
We were?
Yep. I just learned at school that babies move and kick before they're even born.
No wonder we're so good at soccer.
That's right, kids. A preborn baby is moving about and even kicking just 14 weeks from conception. Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of information and alternatives to abortion, or you'd like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773, 1-800-366-7773, or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people.
Let me see you go back.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Thanks as always for tuning in. 651-289-4488. That's the number to call. You can always weigh in via Twitter. Hashtag Narn Show. That's hashtag N-A-R-N Show. And we do have the live stream up and running. Go to Facebook.com, do a search for the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Feel free to view the program, as well as leave a comment or question. Hey, folks, I just want to remind you that there is live debate coverage coming your way this Tuesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. here on AM 1280 The Patriot. It is actually going to be a Republican gubernatorial forum featuring all of the prominent Minnesota Republican candidates. They'll dive into topics that matter most to you with these gubernatorial frontrunners, so you can stream every moment with our free app, or go to am1280thepatriot.com and you can stream it there. I am going to be there. This is going to take place, and the Wright County Republicans are putting on this particular debate. I believe you can still get tickets if you'd like to show up in person. I'm going to be there personally. It is the Republican governor candidate debate. It is taking place at the Le Musique Room in the St. Michael Cinema, obviously up in St. Michael, Minnesota, Wright County. Again, that's this Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. I know the moderator personally. She may get embarrassed that I mention her name, but she's a good friend of my wife and me, Carissa Rasmussen, very dear friend of my wife and me. She's going to be moderating this particular candidate forum. If the name sounds familiar, she's appeared on Fox 9 quite a bit because she's into the she's got a business with healthy eating and clean and lean eating and lifestyle, what have you. And she comes on with all these fantastic recipes on Fox 9. She appears every so often. So she's the right person for this particular candidate forum because she's not the most political person. I mean, when her and her husband are together with my wife and me, we don't talk politics a lot. So I think this is someone who is perfect for this because she's not engaged heavily politically, but she knows what's up. I'll just put it that way. So she's gonna come with the heat, and I'm looking forward to that as much as I am hearing the answers from these gubernatorial candidates. So again, that's this Tuesday, January 18th, from 7 to 9, up in St. Michael, Minnesota, the Le Musique Room at the St. Michael Cinema. Go to writegop.org. That's WRIGHT. writegop.org, and click on events and find out more information. Because again, I believe you can still get tickets. So we are looking very much to this event. We do want to continue covering local issues on this particular day. I was with the Omicron variant of the coronavirus, certainly more contagious than previous strains. Although again, the early returns are that it's not as severe as Delta, and the hospitalizations and deaths, we just don't really know yet because it's still pretty early with this Omicron variant and deaths and hospitalizations and deaths. I mean, this is an obvious statement, lag behind. So hopefully the death rate and the hospitalization is lower than it was with Delta. But what we know now is that we're seeing record infections, but even some news outlets are starting to catch on to the fact that, hey, you know what? Maybe caseload isn't such a good metric in this particular situation, because what we're finding out, at least again, the early returns, that this is more contagious, but the symptoms are not as severe as with, say, the original strain of COVID-19, as well as the Delta variant. So, you know, let's just kind of still exercise some caution. But it seems like now a lot of outlets that were hell-bent on shutting things down, whether it was school districts or teachers' unions or media outlets, what have you, they're really kind of backing off that rhetoric. Because they're now, but because what we are seeing is evidence that, yeah, lockdowns and distance learning and whatnot, shutting down the economy, oh, boy, we need a little bit more balanced approach, because, boy, did that wreak havoc on our nation's economy and our kids' well-being and that sort of thing. So I bring all that up to say that Minneapolis and St. Paul mayors, Jacob Frey and Melvin Carter, respectively, put together a mandate that, in my opinion, very loosely based on science. And I just have the story up, and I hate when my system refreshes and I lose it. There it is. This is from the Star Tribune from this past week. Minneapolis and St. Paul will require customers to show proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test to enter restaurants, bars, and other entertainment venues, among the most aggressive steps the Twin Cities have taken to date to curb the spread of COVID-19, mayors from both cities announced Wednesday. The action comes as officials are trying to temper a spike in infections and hospitalizations fueled by the fast-spreading Omicron variant, which is already causing staffing shortages across industries. This is a critical next step to avoid closures, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey said at a virtual news conference. We want to stay open, and we need to stay safer. The new restrictions, which will apply to businesses where food or beverages are sold for on-site consumption, will go into effect for most businesses on January 19. Patrons can provide either proof of vaccination or proof of a negative COVID-19 test. And by the way, it has to be one of those PCR tests, just for the record. Taken under medical supervision within the last 72 hours. Booster shots are not required. That's a key point there. I'm going to come back to that. The requirement would apply to stadiums, movie theaters, bowling alleys, convention centers, and other venues that serve food or drink. St. Paul's mandate will apply only to businesses that are licensed by the city. Now, that's an important distinction there because only a third of these businesses in St. Paul are licensed by the city. So it's only going to impact those particular ones. Now, finding out which ones those are, okay, good luck. Here's a quote from Mayor Carter. Our expectation is the vast majority of businesses will comply. you have more faith than I do, Mayor Carter, but I digress. We'll participate and we'll see this as an opportunity to keep their business open, to keep their employees working, and to keep our whole community moving forward together, St. Paul Mayor Melvin Carter said at a news conference. Okay. Oh, my head hurts. Let me pose a couple scenarios here for you. First off, and you know, this is a variation of what Mitch said on his show, so I'm not trying to rip off content from Mitch's show, but this is kind of a variation of what he said, and it's something I was saying, and you know, Mitch happened to be on before me, so he said it before I did. But suppose someone walks into a St. Paul or Minneapolis establishment looking like warmed over death, hacking their brains out, and just generally not looking good. And they have the Omicron variant. But they haven't been tested, so they don't know for sure. But they show their vaccination card. And it doesn't include the booster. Okay, because it shows that even Omicron, there are a lot of breakthrough cases of coronavirus with the Omicron variant, even if you're boosted. But with this, you don't even have to be boosted. You just show your vaccination card. That person is allowed in. But then you have someone who had the original strain of the coronavirus. They also recently got over Omicron and have been fully vaccinated, including booster, but they don't have their vaccination card because they're basically saying, bleep you. My healthcare is my own business. I ain't showing you my medical information. That person has got all of the immunity possible, including the natural immunity, plus being vaccinated. That person wouldn't be allowed in. But the person that, again, looks like warmed over death, snotting at the nose, hacking up their lungs, while they're covering their mouth, hacking with one hand, showing their vaccination card with the other, they'd be allowed in. I mean, this is not based on science at all. And another thing Mitch pointed out, this is something that he pointed out on his Facebook page, this disproportionately impacts minorities. And again, I'll read from Mitch's post. Black males are the least vaccinated population in the state. You're basically adding a color bar to Twin Cities public spaces. And the businesses affected by barring customers and employees as well as by people taking their business elsewhere are disproportionately people of color and immigrants as well. This moronic rule is going to turn yet more small, especially minority-owned businesses, into empty storefronts. So when Mayor Carter says this is an opportunity to keep their business open and keep their employees working, how? Because I guarantee you that people who are fully vaccinated are not going to be interested in showing their vaccination card just to go out to have a bite to eat. Because there's first-ring suburbs literally steps from their house that they can just go frequent, go patronize. And they just don't want to go through the trouble of digging out their vaccination card, or they may be like I am. It's like, it's none of your dang business what my medical history is, even though I've pretty much said what my vaccination status is on the show. So for Mayor Carter to suggest that, well, this is an opportunity to keep the business open and keep the employees working. Well, if business is going to go down, I don't think that that's exactly going out on a limb there. This is going to hurt businesses. So therefore, it's such a thin profit margin as it is. Restaurants, even when all things are hunky-dory, there's no viruses of any kind. I mean, heck, just go back a few years ago when we were normal. Like, go back to 2019 when people were going out whenever they wanted, didn't have to worry about any of this stuff. Even then, businesses like that are operating on a thin profit margin. Combine that now with these restrictions, with these mandates that are likely going to hamper businesses. People are going to stay away in droves. How do you square that circle with this is an opportunity to keep employees working? No. Guess what? They're going to start scuttling employees because they're not going to have the business to keep them busy. And there's no sense in having employees show up to work when there's not going to be any business. And guess what? You're giving them until the 19th, which is what, Wednesday? They've already placed substantial orders for food and beverages to stock. And now all of a sudden, a lot of that stuff probably is not going to be useful because there's just not going to be people showing up. So they've got to deal with that. I mean, this is something that these restaurants and bars were dealing with during the height of the pandemic with the Governor Walz, you know, just random ham-fisted mandates. And unfortunately, a lot of businesses didn't survive. And those that barely survived, now they got to go through this mess. Because again, people are going to take their businesses elsewhere. This, you know, personally, this doesn't impact me. I mean, the last time I set foot in a bar or restaurant in Minneapolis was July of 2020, which was obviously at the height of the pandemic. But because it was summertime, restrictions were loosened a little bit. Plus, the government wanted to justify all of the the lack of social distancing at these social justice protests. So they wanted to throw people a bone and say, well, I mean, yeah, they're not social distancing. And yeah, we're still at the height of the pandemic. But racism is a health risk, too. So they should be allowed to protest and take risks. But you people want to see your family or see grandma in the nursing home. You're not allowed to take those risks. They realized what a bad look that was. So they kind of threw people a bone and eased some of the restrictions on some of these bars and restaurants. Well, Keegan's, that was the former official pub of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. July of 2020 closed its doors. And so on its last day of business, a few friends of mine and myself went out to kind of say farewell to our beloved Irish pub. And that was July of 2020. I can count on one hand and still have a few fingers left over of the times I've been in Minneapolis since then. Now, I drive through Minneapolis to get to the radio station, you know, Highway 94 and 35W. But as far as patronizing a restaurant or bar, I literally can't think of a time I've done that in the last year and a half. So Minneapolis, that's not an issue. Now, my mother lives in the city of St. Paul. And we occasionally like to go to some restaurants there. But now my mom, she's almost 80 and is overly cautious, even though, you know, she's fully boosted and whatnot, but she's got comorbidities. And so she's not really interested in going to a restaurant to begin with. And now with this whole thing, we concur. We're not going either. So guess what? We're going to be celebrating your birthday in a couple of weekends. We're probably going to pick up some food from a suburban restaurant, just drive it to her house and have it there. And I guarantee you a lot of people are going to follow suit. So, you know, I understand you want to do whatever you can to reduce the spread of Omicron, but this is not going to have an impact at all. Unless these mayors are thinking in the back of their head, you know, with these mandates, it's going to hamper these businesses. People aren't going to go out. So by default, people will be physically distant. And that's the one thing that helps stop the spread of coronavirus. And if that's your plan, I'm not sure it's really a real good one, because I don't see how businesses closing in your respective cities really helps with the general morale or, heck, even your tax base. This wasn't very well thought through. But again, some elected officials, they feel like, well, they just want to do something for the sake of doing something. But this isn't going to work. And unfortunately, those establishments that barely survived the pandemic, this might actually finish some of them off. And what a shame. What a shame. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. You can also weigh in via Twitter, hashtag NarnShow. That's hashtag N-A-R-N show. Brad Carlson, the closer, coming back with one final short segment on the broadcast. Go nowhere.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Soaking up the sun in Fiji, walking through the sculpture garden in Minneapolis, or standing in awe at the Grand Canyon. We're where you are. Stream AM 1280, The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you suffer from sharp shooting, aching neck, or back pain? Have you found yourself discouraged because the only solutions you've been offered to treat your pain or disc injuries are medications, injections, or surgery? Abundant Life Chiropractic Health and Injury Center has a time-tested, proven track record of treating spine and nerve injuries from acute and chronic bulged discs, herniated discs, and pinched nerves. Their non-invasive, non-surgical decompression techniques have helped hundreds of patients get relief from debilitating neck and back pain caused by disc injuries. If you're ready to reclaim your health, contact Abundant Life Chiropractic Health and Injury Center in Chanhassen. They're here to help you. As an AM 1280 The Patriot listener, you receive a special $49 Get Acquainted offer. That's a $250 value for just $49. Go to AbundantLifeChiropractor.com to schedule your full disc and spinal workup. That's AbundantLifeChiropractor.com.
Did you know that the Patriot mobile app can do more than just stream your favorite shows? Here's cool feature number one. You can set an alarm on our app that will automatically start streaming the Patriot at whatever time you decide. It's easy. Just open the menu in the upper left-hand corner, select Alarm, and choose a time. You can set it to wake you up in the morning with Hugh Hewitt or any of your favorite hosts. Download the free AM 1280 The Patriot app today.
IBelieve.com helps women wrestle with the deeper issues of their faith. Drop by for blogs and daily devotionals for women, plus articles on relationships, health and beauty, parenting, and more. At IBelieve.com, a division of Salem Media Group. IBelieve.com.
Hey, welcome back. AM 1280 The Patriot.
Oh, yeah.
Northern Alliance Radio Network with me, Brad Carlson. 651-289-4488 is the number to call. I don't know why I'm giving out the number. There's like 3 minutes left in the broadcast. But we appreciate you tuning in. Brent weighs in on the live stream, says it's coincidental that it didn't start tomorrow. Brent, this is only a guess. I guess they just want to give a full week, a full 7 days before they implement it. Again, how they reached that number, I have no idea. But even a week isn't enough lead time for some of these places. And that's another thing. If this is an emergency, we need to really stop the spread of Omicron. Why are we waiting a week? You know, why not just cut it off right then and there? If this is just such a big emergency, we got to stop the spread, got to stop the spread. Well, over the next 7 days, anybody could just walk into any one of these establishments hacking up their lungs and whatever. It doesn't make sense. Again, loosely based on science, as I indicated. Brent also weighs in. He says, I'm a citizen of St. Paul, and I am immediately making it so the absolute minimum of my money funds city government. I will not make purchases in my own city. Well, you know, I have a feeling Brent's probably not alone in that. I mean, Mitch, my friend and colleague Mitch Berg, kind of echoed those very sentiments in that Facebook post that I cited earlier, in that you got to wonder how many of these businesses, particularly these business owners and their employees, how many of them, what percentage of them voted for these elected officials that are putting forth these just draconian mandates? I would have to suspect it's a majority of them. Okay. And, you know, this is why I feel bad, because for some of these people, it is their livelihood. It is, and granted, it's a business where there's a thin profit margin, and that's the other justification some people had. You know, when some of these businesses went under during the COVID, during the height of the pandemic, when they couldn't sustain lockdowns, you know, people would be dismissive. Well, it's got such a thin profit margin anyways, it was likely to fail anyhow, which is complete bullpucky, and in particularly in the case of Keegan's, for the late Irish pub that was popular with the Northern Alliance Radio Network radio hosts and listeners alike, that place was always packed. Didn't matter what day of the week you went there, that place was packed every single time. It was clearly due to Governor Walz's mandates, lockdowns, plus, you know, the intrusive Minneapolis city government on top of it. You know, smoking ban, of course, way back when didn't help either. That basically destroyed that business. You can always trace it back to some sort of government policy. That's for sure. So not really interested in hearing any of that kind of talk of just being so flip about it. It's like, well, they say I have such a thin profit margin, might have failed anyways. Ah, complete bunk. You know, some of them maybe, but some of these bigger names that are teetering on the brink, you know, it can easily be traced back to a lot of these draconian government policies. So, again, I don't know how long this is going to be implemented. Hopefully, the spread of Omicron levels off. Hopefully, we're close to reaching a peak. I have no idea. It certainly has peaked in South Africa, but they're a lot healthier in that country than they are in the United States. But I've also heard it's peaked in Britain. So, hopefully that bodes well for the U.S. We'll definitely keep an eye on that. That is for sure. So, folks, as always, I've enjoyed it. AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network. Godspeed, my friends. Have yourselves a blessed week. Closing
time. Turn on. Everyone has important numbers. A phone number, a year you were born, even your anniversary. At Appliance Renew, giving our customers savings up to 50% off is one of our important numbers. Hey, it's Michael, owner of Appliance Renew. We sell brand new scratch and ding, name brand appliances. Our inventory of over 250 appliances changes weekly. I put all appliances through a 20-point inspection, checking that all components, belts, and lines are running at peak performance. Appliance Renew is locally owned and operated in beautiful downtown Farmington. Visit ApplianceRenew.com or give me a call at 612-564-9207. It's worth the trip to downtown Farmington in the South Metro for savings up to 50% off brand new scratch and ding appliances. Saving money is worth the drive when a little ding doesn't mean a thing at Appliance Renew.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-764-2179. 800-764-2179. 800-764-2179. That's 800-764-2179.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
AM
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.